Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 3rd of February, and I'm recording at 9:35 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time here in London. Well, you know, it has been another absolutely fascinating day in here. Yes, somewhat nervous, and it's really been a little bit like that since October, last October, hasn't it? But nevertheless, most markets are still somewhat steady. Now, let's have a quick run through first and see what happened here today. Okay, starting in Asia with Japan. That was soft. The Nikkei 225 was down 1.27%. The situation here is that it really is correcting a short-term overbought condition, and that process, you can see that on the stochastic indicators in the chart library, and that pause and consolidation within this current sideways trading range is not yet completed. Elsewhere, the China sector was certainly better today. All the indices were higher. Interestingly, the Shanghai Composite, which has been weak in the last few days, mind you, after a huge move to the upside, was up 2.45% here today. And among the Hong Kong indices, while the Hang Seng, which did not come down as much, but steady in here, up a third of a percentage point nearly. And the Hang Seng China Enterprise Index, that's interesting, that's up 1.64% overall. So good action in there at a time when, some people are appallingly bearish about China. But remember, it's got competitive valuations. They say the growth is 7%. The big bears say it's only 3%. But do they know more? I would question that. And the technical action is not bad. Okay, Taiwan also firm, 2/3 of a percentage point higher. South Korea, a tiny decline. Australia, another good move, helped by the weak Australian dollar, nearly 1.5% higher. India, a little bit lower, down 0.4%. And elsewhere, Singapore, a wee bit lower. Malaysia, a tiny bit lower. But Thailand, which has been a strong performer of late, up 1.25% here again today. Indonesia and New Zealand also a little bit higher. But as we get into the European markets, boom, big gains here today. All in double figures for the EU markets at any rate. Starting with the Euro Stoxx 50 index, that's up 1.3%. Among individual countries, the UK has a similar gain. Interesting, it's pushed up near its highs, dating back for a good many years. CAC 40, that's France, up over nearly 1.10%. Germany up nearly 2/3 of a percentage point. But India, I beg your pardon, Spain and Italy have the stronger gains, both up over 2.5% here today. But again, all strong in that sector. Now, Wall Street, this is hugely interesting. Had a good day yesterday, bouncing off its 200-day moving averages for the major indices, so that's important. Also, and I'm posting some of these charts here tonight, if you look at the Wall Street's major indices, it's been more volatile action certainly since last October. But since the middle of December, now we've now had the fourth low, and for these indices, and they're all within a few points of each other, of the previous lows. So these four flat lows, And the last one, again, testing the 200-day moving average, and a good bounce taking place. So rallying back up over the middle point of these trading ranges that we're seeing. Dow, which had underperformed a little bit, but it's up 1.75 percentage points, so 1.76, I should say, today. S&P 500 up 1.44%, NASDAQ up nearly 1.10%. So good action. Getting some similar rallies in Canada and Mexico up 1.5%, and Brazil up 2.76%. So the resources producers, which have been, let's face it, they've been beaten into the ground, they're the star performers here over the last couple of days, and that might continue for a little longer. Certainly, there's a lot of short covering taking place there overall. But just on this Wall Street situation, very interesting because we've got a lot of volatility in there. We've got a tight trading range. And so the breakout from these ranges is going to be important. People have been worrying about an awful lot of things, but a lot of situations. But earnings overall on Wall Street, more positive than negative. And they've been a little bit mixed, again, with that expensive dollar creating a headwind. There's been a lot of concern over the oil sector, but now we're getting some respite there. And the crude oil price, the Brent crude oil price, has rallied over 20%. So they're calling it a bull market here. Certainly a lot of short covering taking place there. Europe, again, a lot of nervousness over the Greek situation, but again, there's more reasonable discussions taking place. And I think I touched on this yesterday, but they're saying that now they'll work out some sort of deal, perhaps extending some of these loans out to 2050, at which point just about everybody who's having anything to do with the negotiations on those loans will be dead. So, pass the problem forward and leave it to another generation here. But again, it's not ending in a collapse. That's interesting. And then, of course, we had that earlier decision of the QE, which is certainly positive for stock markets. So, I think in all these scary areas here, we're for the most part getting favorable resolutions. That's my take on it, at any rate. Now, moving onwards, U.S. Government 10-year bonds higher today, but still very, very low historically at 1.79% on that 10-year bond. U.S. dollar, this is interesting because that has been overextended and it's taking a hit in here today. It's quite active, but it's fallen back to 93.65. We've got a bit of a downward dynamic here today, and that's the second downward dynamic since the high. Pattern looks a little bit different. I think we've got at least a short-term peak here on the US dollar index. Now, I'm a medium to longer-term bull. This service, including Owen, obviously, we're medium to long-term bulls on the U.S. dollar as very much a recovery candidate, and it's got the fundamentals to support that. But it was much too much of a move in the short term, and that creates problems, and was certainly squeezing earnings particularly for some of the big multinational autonomies. So, has the Fed stepped in, or is this just common sense and gravity? I don't know, but it does look like, as I say, that it has reached a peak of at least near-term significance. And I think a somewhat weaker dollar, that would be positive here generally. Meanwhile, the euro definitely benefiting from some short covering here. That's up to 1.1478, so another good gain in here today. It's due for a technical rally. Will it get more than a technical rally with all that QE ahead of it? Well, the QE doesn't start until March, and these are volatile conditions, so the short covering certainly, I would think, it can take it up a little bit higher, but Mario Draghi will not be wanting a really sustained euro rally. We can be pretty sure of that. Now, among some of the other currencies, the weak Australian dollar looks a bit oversold, but here it is against the US, 0.7798. And let's see, sterling is a little firmer, 1.5166. The Indian rupee is firm currency in here. It's just higher here again today. The Chinese renminbi, well, it looks like it's going to weaken further. It's certainly challenging its lows against the greenback. Its lows dating back a good number of months. Now, elsewhere, looking at the commodity markets, really interesting here, these oil prices. The WTI, that's a US contract, has come off its highs. It got up to 54.24. It's currently at 51.65 as I speak. It's trading after hours here. It's still up over $2 here today. Same with the Brent. The Brent shot up to 59 and had a low today of 54.84, so you can see how volatile this is. Got up to 59, but has subsequently fallen back. It's still up $2.20, but it is currently at 56.94. Now, there's a, excuse me, there is a, apologize for coughing in your ear. There is a lot of short covering going on here, and it was due for a technical rally. And that could well go a little bit further, but watch when you see the first downward dynamic in there, that will draw a lot of those short sellers back in, and that would mark, in all probability, the start of a reaction and base formation extension phase. Again, I maintain, as I said yesterday, that we've seen at least near-term lows in these oil contracts. I hope you saw my written comment there last night. It's I think just my penultimate item where I discussed all these some of these issues. Okay, and other commodities. Well, all these industrial metals. Again, when crude oil bounces over 20%, and that's the most important commodity in the world still. You know you're going to get a bounce and caused by certainly short covering, if nothing else, in just about all the other commodities. And we have seen really quite good bounces in the metals. The industrial metals are all higher. Here, copper 2.57.85. So that's up nearly 9 cents in here today. And we've also had some sharp short covering here in the grains and beans. They're all up higher. So these commodity indices, which I listed yesterday, saying they were due for oversold rallies, they are all firmer here today as well. Hey, exciting stuff, isn't it? Well, can't wait to comment on it further for you tomorrow. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.